Anybody remember what we got up to?
Yeah, but the bottom of Kufim and Beis.
The bottom we did the Mishnah in.
You
can
read it.
Kufim, okay. The bottom of Kufim and Beis, okay. Today is the yahrzeit of Mr. Jacob Zichron Lebracha, second yahrzeit, so we dedicate the learning tonight Lezech and Nishmas from Mordechai Berev Ben Harav Ramoshe. What was his name?
Moshe
Yehuda. Jacob Wentz, yeah. Let's see, we're on the bottom of Kufa and Beis. Last two lines, Gufa, I think so. Gufa. Ho'echel gina noshe shal behemot meyo as a machlekes hatanoim. Whether the prohibition of gina noshe only applies to kosher animals, that you're allowed to eat all the flesh, but you're not allowed to eat the gina noshe. It even applies to an elephant and to a horse and to a donkey. So that's the machlekes. Ho'echel gina noshe shal behemot meyo. Abyuda mechaif shtayim. Also, you get tzve more malkes. And not till the end of the perek, it's going to be a whole theme of Inis al Chalalisa. What are the rules and regulations? If something is already usur first for one reason, and now something else occurs, and we should slap on this food another isur, so when do you say the second isur is chal, and when do you say the second isur is not chal? So that's going to be a recurring theme here. So the Brisa quotes, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayv twice Malkus. And Rabbi Shimon Poiter, you're not Chayv Malkus at all. So the Gemara said, how is that possible? Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon holds no Malkus at all. Rabbi Shimon Manavshach, that doesn't make any sense. Isa Chalal Isa, if he holds that Isa is Chalal Isa. Tosis on the top, Tosis says, we know that Rabbi Shimon holds Enis Chalal Isa, but we know from other Gemaras, Rabbi Shimon Baichai holds Enis Chalal Isa. He doesn't even hold Isa Chalal Isa when you have an Isa Koilom. So certainly, in general, not Isa Chalal Isa. But the Gemara here is not interested in researching what he really holds. It just asked, it's a stir minei day. It doesn't make any sense. Why is Rav Shimon Paita? There's no Malkus at all. He Isa Chalal Isa L'chayv Namim Shem Gim. Let him be. First, when an elephant is pregnant and gives birth to a baby elephant. So first, the embryo develops inside. It's an elephant. And then, as it grows till the full term pregnancy, then gina nasha develops. So the gina nasha is an issue. The isa gina nasha is chal on top of the whole elephant. The whole fetus is ready usar anyway because of behemoth tmeyo. So the question is whether isa chalal isa, can the isa gina nasha be chal on top of the isa elephant of behemoth tmeyo? So if he holds e isa chalal isa, so let him be chayv twice e ain isa chalal isa. So let it be chayv mishum behemoth tmeyo. The chayv mishum tumah dekodem, the isa behemoth tmeyo, the isa elephant. It doesn't mean tumah. Like, let someone die, so there's tumah. When you have a dead, an animal drops dead, it's also metame in a veil. It doesn't mean that kind of tumah. Tumah means behemoth tmeyo. An elephant, a horse, a donkey is a behemoth tmeyo. It doesn't mean it's tumah. It means treif animal. So Gemara said, manam shach. If he holds Isa Chalalisa, let him be chayv tzvei mal malkus. If he holds any Isa Chalalisa, so let him be chayv mishum behemoth tmeyo. The answer is maybe he holds any begin with us in time that we had before. If he holds that the gina nasha doesn't have a din of basar because it doesn't taste like basar, that's called ain begin with us in time. And the other day there's a discussion. We had that machloike satana. We pass an ain begidin benayis tam. Does that only apply to gid? Anasha doesn't have a din of basar, or no gidin in the animal have a din of basar. But here we're talking about the gid anasha, so for sure. So if he holds ain begidin benayis tam, so there's no iser behemoth meyo on the gid anasha because it's like a hoof, it's like a horn, it's like a hard bone. It's not a piece of basar. So let it be chayim shem gid anasha. There's no issue. Of any isa chalal isa, if there's no isa behemoth, if no isa behemoth tmeyo, isa behemoth tmeyo is only a besar behemoth tmeyo. So if your gid anasha is not dinan kibasar, so let it have the isa gid anasha. And for the gemara, Amar Rav, Pshat and Reb Shimon, we have the olam kasava ain begidin benaisin tam. So therefore, there's no isa besar behemoth tmeyo on the gid anasha. I said, why isn't the Issa Gid al Noshechal? There's no issue of any Issa Chalalisa. No. It's a different. The Shiny Hosn, the Marmor Kal, Ken the Yachel Ben Issa is Gid al Noshechal, and Mishigid al Issa Besar Mutti. That's the Shigid al Issa Besar Issa. No. The Pasig is Mashma, Gid al Noshechal is only prohibited if the rest of the animal is mutta. So whenever it's an elephant, a horse, a donkey, the rest of the animal is also, so there's no prohibition of Ginan Usha. When you eat the Ginan Usha, there is no Isra of Behemoth to Meir either, because they the Ginan Menais and Tam. And the reason why there's no Isra Ginan Usha, it's not because they need Isra Chalalisa, no, because the Mashmosa, the Pasuk is, it's only no, you're going to kosher animal. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon, we understand. Om Rabbi Yud Amarav, Rabbi Yudah says, Rabbi Yudah was the Talmud of both Rab and Shmuel. Half the time he says Ovid Dinim in the name of Rab, half the time he says Ovid, one third of the time he says Dinim in the name of Rab, one third of the time he says Dinim in the name of Shmuel, one third of the time he says his own Dinim. He's entitled to his own opinion. So a lot of times he says his own Dinim. Okay, so here he says Ovid in the name of Rab. Ech get an osh, shal nevelo, difal malkas that you get. An animal dies, so the whole animal is also mishum b'sar nevelo, so if you eat the get an osh, Ovid, then animal, how many isurim are? So Ramei mechayv shtayim. You get malchus because the gidon osha is flesh. It is yesh begidin b'nais and tam is dina kibasar. So it's like eating besar nevela and gidon osha is gidon osha. So tzvei mol malchus. Chachamim ein chay velach is only once malchus. But moedim chacham the rabbi made this. They admit with him. They admit to him that sometimes you are chayv two times malchus. V'ochel gidon osha shal ola v'shal shirat nisko shechayv shtayim. Why does it make a difference? The second Issa is not Chal. What happened first? They have an animal walking around for years, and then it drops dead. So the Gid Anoshe already was an Issa. When it dies, then the Issa Nevela is going to be Chal on top of Gid Anoshe. So the Chachamim hold, Ein Chayv Alachas, you only Chayv the Malkas because of Gid Anoshe, and the Issa Nevela is not Chal on top of the Issa Gid Anoshe. But the Issa Nevela is Chal on the rest of the animal. The rest of the animal was not Gid al Noshe. When an animal dies, there's an Issa Nevela on the whole animal. So what's the rule? The rule usually is the way we paskin. Ein Issa Chalalisa, if something was Osir anyway, because of one Issa, and then have a cause why another Issa should be Chal. So the principle usually is the second Issa is not Chal, but there are three exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is if the both Yisurim Achal B'Vasach has both Chal simultaneously. It's not that one was Chal first and the second one was Chal second. Both Chal simultaneously. So you get twice Malkus. That's not covered with the din of Einis L'Halalisa. The Gemara had, there's a Taisus in Yavama, shows a Gemara. The Gemara has a case. A Kohen is Tomei and he's a Balmum. And he's makor karbonis on the Beis Hamikdash. So there's one avera if a kohen tami is makor karbonis. There's another avera if a kohen balmum is makor avera. So the Gemara says, what if he's both? He's tami and he's a balmum. So then he gets twice malchus because he's doing two averas. So the Gemara says, why not say ein isa chal al isa? Which isa was chal first? Was he first a balmum and then he became tami, or first he was tami and then he became a balmum? So whichever was first should be, he should be loike for that. Whichever is second should be Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case that the Tumah and the Mum occurred simultaneously. Yeah? He has 10 fingers, he's healthy, he's not a Bal Mum. And then he cuts off his finger, he touched a very sharp knife, and the tip of his finger got cut off. So it became, when he touches the Tomei Dika knife, he becomes Tomei. And then, a second after touching the knife, he cuts off his finger, he becomes a Bal Mum. He's missing a finger. So they both happen simultaneously. So Tosafot says, how is that simultaneously? When he touches the knife, before he cuts off the tip of his finger, it's already metameh him. It's tameh just b'mago. And then, when it gets cut off, then it becomes a balmum. So the becoming a balmum happened after the touching. It's not simultaneous. So Tosafot says, but it's so little time in between the touching and the cutting off, it's toch kedei dibur. So terkadei dibur kedibur dami. So we usually think about terkadei dibur when someone's talking. A person takes a neder or a shvuah and then he backs out terkadei dibur. A person makes a kinyan and he says, "I'm giving you a matana." That is an Indian giver. Then he backs out terkadei dibur. So as you're talking and you back out, a person gives agadas eidus. He says, "This happened." Then he backs out terkadei dibur. He says, "No, I made a mistake. That's not what happened." Then he corrects himself. So usually you talk about terkadei dibur people talking. But the din of Tefila Dibur is not restricted only to people talking. The Gemara has a very strange case. Someone goes to the hospital and a relative is on his deathbed. And the one who came to Bim Mavakir Chayla thought that the relative died already. So he rips Kriya. One of the relatives, have to rip Kriya. And then after he rips the Kriya, then he realizes the relative is still alive, and he turns over and he drops dead. So the Gemara says, if he dies tech de dibur of my ripping kriya, then I'm yotzei. But I ripped kriya before he died; he wasn't dead yet. So you see, from the Gemara, there's no din that you have to rip kriya after the person dies. If you rip kriya simultaneously with the death, you yotzei the kriya. If you rip it in advance, not. And the halacha doesn't recognize an amount of time of less than tech de dibur. That's considered the basachas. So if he rips kriya while the relative is still alive, and the relative dies tochdei dibur, it's considered as if the death and the ripping of the kriya happened simultaneously. That's called the basachas. It has nothing to do with talking over there. But the Gemara says if he dies tochdei dibur of the ripping of the kriya, that's called the basachas. People, a lot of people make a mistake. They think einisa chalalisa is only like this. If I have a piece of chaylev, which is fleshig, then I cook it. We learned it when we started learning chulin, we started from kolobos, because that's the most relevant for us, most halach lemaisa. So we learned the Gemara that a person takes the chaylev, or he takes an nevela, he buys meat from the A&P, his bazaar nevela, he cooks in the milk. So the nevela already has an iser on a piece of meat, it's already nevela. Then you cook it, so you're saying, ein iser chalal iser. Second iser is not chal on top of the first iser. When you're talking about a chatich, you're talking about a piece of food. But it's not only about a piece of food. The Gemara is beferish. The Kohen was first tomei, then it becomes a balmum. The Kohen was first a balmum, then it becomes tomei. So whatever happened first, he'll get malchus for. Whatever happened second, I still say ein iser chalal iser. Even in such a case. The Gemara is going to discuss a case coming up here. Yeah. On the top of Kuf Aleph from the base. Top line is going to be a case. Yom Kippur Shecholi is B'Shabbos. Every so often, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So you're not permitted to do Malach on Shabbos. You're not permitted to do Malach on Yom Kippur. But if a person on Yom Kippur, you're not permitted to do Malach either. Echel Nefesh is Buta, but if it's not Echel Nefesh, it's Aser. But if you do Malach on Yom Kippur, you're not Chayv Kuris. So if you do Malach B'Shegeg on Yom Kippur, you're not going to be Chayv Chattas. One is only Chayv Chattas if he doesn't. Aver B'Shegeg, if the nature of the Aver is such, if he would have violated the Aver B'Mezik, would have been Chayv Kuris, so then Kol Shazon HaKuris is Shigigos HaChattas. But if a person does Malach on Yom Kippur, this Kuris, person does Malach on Shabbos, this Kuris. But what if it's Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos? So Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shabbos, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that it's an Issa Basachas. When it comes, Friday night enters, so it's both Yom Kippur and Shabbos Hachal B'Basachas, so it's not an Issa of any Issa Chalalisa, it's a Basachas the both Chal. So if the person does Malacha B'Shegig, he didn't realize, he didn't know you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yom Kippur, he didn't know you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So if he does Malacha Yom Kippur Shecholi B'Shabbos, and then he does tshuva later, he feels bad about it, he has to bring two chatos, one because he did Malacha B'Yom Kippur, one because he did Malacha B'Shabbos.
Where the
onus
is different, then we would say
Yisachal Alisa
when they have two different onshim.
It all depends what came first. The Gemara has cases. I marry a girl whose parents are married. So the mother-in-law was already an Eishes Ish. She's still married. Then when I marry the daughter, she becomes Chamosi. The Chamosa is an Issa Sreifa. Someone is Mazana with an Eishes Ish, it's Chenik. Mazana with the Shviger, it's an Issa Sreifa. Sreifa is Mocham and the Chenik. So the Gemara says, if first she was Chamosa, then Menas is Eishes Ish, so then I say, it depends which case.
But they're both Misa, so they cannot.
But it's a different Misa. The Chamosa is Sreifa and Eishes Ish is Chenik.
It's possible to give both onshim. Do we say Yisachal Alisa when it's possible to give?
No.
Once a person's dead, you can't say you can give them two onshim.
Yeah.
But when is it possible? When is Kores and when is Malkus?
Let's say Kores. Let's say Chamosa is Kores and Eishes Ish is Kores. And it's B'shegeg. He thought it was his wife, and it turns out that it's the mother-in-law. And he violated both the Yisr Eishes Ish and the Yisr of Chamosa. So the Gemara says he's not going to be chayv two chatos, and only be chayv one chatos, because the second iser is not chal benegeir to koris. The Gemara said the second iser is chal benegeir to the kovra ben rishoyim gemurim. That means like this: there's a din, you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rasha. Not allowed to, okay. Then there's a second din, you're not allowed to bury rasha chomer etz or rasha kal. Let's say one person does a thousand. One person during his lifetime accumulated a million averas. One person did a thousand averas. So you're not allowed, if someone's keeping track, you're not allowed to bury these two people next to each other. That's why, generally speaking, the Aguda has their own cemetery, the Mizrahi has their own. Every group has their own cemetery. We assume all the people from that group have approximately the same number of averas. But the Gemara says if someone is keeping track, and we know that this person did a thousand and one averas, this person only did a thousand averas. If someone's keeping track, if it's possible, then the Gemara says you're not allowed to bury one next to the other. So the Gemara has a shaila: what if they both did a thousand averas, but one of the averas that he did was a case of ein iser chal al iser? He really did a thousand and one averas, because one of the averas had two reasons why it's aser, but the second iser wasn't chal. So the Gemara says no, second iser is not chal; it's only for onshim. You don't give the oynish. And the second Issa, whichever Issa was chal first, you get the Oynish. The second Issa, you don't get the Oynish Misa, the Malkus, the Chorus, you don't get. But the Avera, he did do the Kovar Bein Hashoyim Gemurim. If someone's keeping track, he did a thousand Avera, he did a thousand and one Averas. So the Kovar Bein Hashoyim Gemurim, we say Issa is chal al Issa. But with the get Onshim, we say Ein Issa chal al Issa. We say the second Issa is not chal for Onshim, even though it's possible to get both Onshim. We want to give him twice koris. And if he violated the aver b'shogeg, we wanted to bring two chatos. So we say he doesn't bring two chatos. So usually the rule is ein iser chal al iser. And it's not only in a case where you have a piece of food. Here the Gemara is going to talk, the animal was a behemoth tmeya. And then when it was developing as a fetus, it had an iser behemoth tmeya. And then the ginanosha develops later in the pregnancy, towards the end of the 9 months. That's what the Gemara said. The gidin developed later in the pregnancy, so you're talking about the gidin anasha being chal on top of behemoth tmeya. Or let's say an animal is alive walking around and has a gidin anasha, he's a gidin anasha, then it drops dead. So you want to discuss whether the isa nevela is chal on top of the isa gidin anasha. So that's the case. You have a chaticha, a piece of food, and it had already it's also for one reason. Now you're discussing whether the second isa is chal or not, but it's not. The topic of Ein Iser Chal al Iser doesn't only apply when you have a chaticha. Here it goes, Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to have Abai has a suggestion that's not accepted. It's Machlokes Abai v'Rava. We don't pass like Abai. Abai has a suggestion. Maybe we should always consider it as if Shabbos came first. Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. When Rebbeinu Shlom completed the creation of the world, so he sanctified not only that first Shabbos, he sanctified every Shabbos lasid lavay. So all the Shabbos, and this coming Shabbos is ready, Mekudosh v'yomid, M'sheshes mei bereshes. As opposed to Yom Kippur, the Bezna has to declare when Rosh Hashanah should be, and then they make Yom Kippur, the 10th of the month. So Yom Kippur is always Yom Kippur, Shecholias b'Shabbos, and the Yisi Yom Kippur is always considered as if it comes second, even though they come simultaneously. That's what Abai suggested. And Rava says we don't accept Abai's suggestion. We consider that an Issa Basachas. But Yom Kippur, when Friday night enters, it says Shabbos and Yom Kippur both chal simultaneously. So whenever you have an Issa Basachas, they're both Issur machal simultaneously, then you say Issa is chal al Issa. There's no reason to say not so.
But Shabbos you have every week. Shabbos you have more
kavis. Yeah.
Yom Kippur is once.
Yeah, but that's not relevant for the Issa Chal al Issa topic. Yeah, we assume that Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Chol Yisrael Shabbos is an example of an Issa Basachas. They're both Chal simultaneously. So Issa Basachas everybody probably holds from. There's a very difficult Rashi here, and Tosis is not happy with the Rashi. So we're going to, when we get to it, the top of Kuf Aleph on the base. Yeah.
When you say that halacha doesn't recognize the amount of time less than the divrei, do you mean like to separate between one thing and another, or even just for one thing? Like, let's say I put on tefillin for less than tokei divrei, or I shake the lulav and eser for less than.
No, he did it. Picks up the lulav, that's it, puts it down. He was yotzei.
Okay.
So it's only to separate between one thing and another.
Okay. We consider whatever happened tokei divrei is considered as if it happened simultaneously. That is correct. Yeah. So the three exceptions, the Rambam writes, the three exceptions, the rule is Ein Iser Chal al Iser, And there are three exceptions to the rule. So one exception is simple. If they're both Yisur Machal simultaneously, so hey, Menai Matkis, which one are you going to throw out? So they're both Chal simultaneously, so they're both Yechayv on both. Yom Kippur, Shacharis, B'Shabbos. So there's an Yisur, there's a, if one does Malacha B'Shegeg, and then he realizes that he did wrong, so he has to bring two Chatoas. Because the Yisur Yom Kippur and the Yisur Shabbos, they're both Chal. Then there are another two exceptions to the rule where we pass from Malacha. So one exception is Yisur Moisif. If the second Isser is much more inclusive than the first Isser, what's a good example of an Isser Moisif? Let's say I marry a girl whose father is no longer alive, or the parents are divorced. So the mother-in-law, the Shviger, is not an Eishes Ish. So I marry the girl, so the mother-in-law becomes Asa because of Isha Abita. I married the daughter, so the mother, Isha Bita, Chamoso, is an Isha Sreifa. Chamoso is an Isha Sreifa. Then the mother-in-law gets married, after I married the daughter, then the mother-in-law remarries. The first husband divorced her, died, and then she remarries afterwards. So Chamoso, Benassis, Isha Sish, when she was Chamoso, she's only also to me. When she remarries, then she becomes also to everybody. So the second Isa is much more inclusive than the first Isa. And Isa Eishes Ish is to everybody. Chamos is only to the sons-in-law. And to the son-in-law. And Eishes Ish is to everybody. So Chamos, first, Venasis Eishes Ish. Second, if the Shviger remarries after I married the daughter, that's the second Isa will be Chal. The Isa Eishes Ish will be Chal. Because it's an Isa Moisef, because it's much more inclusive than the first is.
Why isn't it like an Isa Kolel? It's a wider ranging
Isra. An Isa Kolel is the opposite. So let me give an example of an Isa Kolel. Halacha Lamaisa, let's say Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. I'm not allowed to eat any food on Yom Kippur. So let's say there's trefa food, there's chazer, nevela. There's lots of non-kosher food in the world. So all year long, the non-kosher food is also b'chilim. When it comes Yom Kippur, you slap on an Isa Yom Kippur on top of only on the kosher food? Or do you say, no, even if you eat non-kosher food, if you eat chazer, you get malchus. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayv kares. That's worse. You chayv kares. And if you eat b'shoigig on Yom Kippur, then you chayv chatos. If you eat chazer b'shoigig, you're not chayv chatos. You only bring a chatos. And Aver, which if you would have done it the Mezid, it would have been Kores. So let's say, Ho'echel Nevela B'Yom HaKippur, a person eats non-kosher food on Yom Kippur. So do you say, since it already had an Issa Nevela before Yom Kippur entered, so the Issa Yom Kippur is not Chal on top of Nevela. So if he ate it B'Shoigik, it won't be Chayiv Chatos, because on Nevela there's no Kores, and Yom Kippur is not Chal. So that's a machlek of Shimon and a Chacham. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, I think the Gemara is going to quote Reb Shimon over here. Reb Shimon is of the opinion that even though the Issa Yom Kippur is chal on all kosher food in the world, and I ought to say, since the Issa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food, it should be chal as well on the non-kosher food, that's called an Issa Koilel, more chatiches. See, in the case when I marry the girl, and her mother is no longer married. Her father passed away, or the father divorced the mother. I marry the girl, so the mother-in-law is chamos, and then the nasin says, she sees the mother-in-law remarries after I married her daughter. So that we call an Isa Moisif. Why? Because when she becomes an Eishes Ish, after she's chamoso, Isa Eishes Ish is also to more people. She's also to all the men in the world, not just Asur to me. So the second Isa is more inclusive than the first, more inclusive on people. But whenever the second Isa is more inclusive on chatiches, like I have Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food. So since it's chal on all the kosher food, it's chal on the non-kosher food as well. It's not that it's also to more people. The laws of kashrus only apply to the Jews, and laws of Yom Kippur only apply to the Jews. The first Isa, let's say, the non-kosher food was only also to the Jews. Then when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's only also to the Jews. So the second Isa of Yom Kippur, I'm discussing whether the Isa Yom Kippur is chal on top of the Isa of kashrus, the non-kosher food, is not also to more people. It's also, the second Isa Yom Kippur is chal on more chatiches. So whatever it's chala, more cheftis, more chatira, that's called an isa koilo. So even tanoim who do subscribe to isa moisiv, Reb Shimon accepts isa moisiv. Gemara is not sure, but Reb Shimon believes in moisiv and not. But there are tanoim who hold isa moisiv, isa chalal isa, because really isa chalal heta, because the second isa is much more inclusive than the first one. When my mother-in-law remarries, she becomes a nation sin. So that's a That Isa is chal to all the Jewish men in the world, all the non-Jewish men also. Originally, she was only my mother-in-law. She was asura to me. Then she becomes a nation sin. She becomes asura to everybody. So the Isa is the shish. She's really Isa chal al heta. She was muteris to everybody else before. She was only asura to me because I was her son-in-law. So even Tanoim who don't believe in Moisif, even Tanoim who don't believe in Kailul, but they do believe in Moisif, Isa Moisif is more reason to say Isa Chalal Isa. So she becomes an Eshes Ish after she's already Chamoso, that's called an Isa Moisif. When Yom Kippur is Chal, so it's Chal on all the kosher food in the world, so I say since it's Chal on the kosher food, it's Chal on the non-kosher food as well, so that's called an Isa Kailul. The Isa is chal on all chatichas. So if you eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur, you get a double aver. You eat non-kosher food and you eat on Yom Kippur, you get twice malchus. Yeah. Does it include more chatichas? Then it's called my koilo, or is it also to more people? Then it's called maisif. Right. Correct. That is the difference.
Can someone accept Yom Kippur before it's time and not accept Shabbos?
According to the Rambam, it's always like that. The Rambam's opinion is that there's only Tosefis Yom Kippur, nothing else is Chal, no Tosefis Shabbos, no Tosefis Yom Kippur, it doesn't exist. There's only Tosefis Yom Kippur.
So then why isn't Yom Kippur
came first?
Yeah.
Right. In the back of the Gemara, the Maritz Chai says that Kash. According to the Rambam, that there's only an institution of Tosefis Yom Kippurim, and there is no institution at all of Tosefis Shabbos. So why does the Gemara say that when Yom Kippur, the year that Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos and Isa Basachas, Zan Isa Basachas, Isa Yom Kippur always comes first. It comes a few minutes earlier because of Tosefis. So he says Tzorchim Gorl. He doesn't have any teretz. So when my father was a student in Yeshiva, they didn't have the Beis Yitzchok yet in those days. They had Heidenu. Your times they had Heidenu. You had Beis Yitzchok, yeah. My father, Barab Moshe Soloveitchik, he was in the Free Digadaris. So my father printed a Shtikl Torah on this Kasha. So the Teretz is Poshet, The Issa, this Tosefis Yom Kippurim, doesn't have Koris. It's a separate Issa. When it comes to Issa Kachavim, Leil Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur enters. If you add on another half hour before Tzeis HaKom, that's an Isa Tzeis Yom Kippur. But that's not Yom Kippur proper. So when it comes Leil Yom Kippur, Shchodiyas B'Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Kippur both chal simultaneously. Because Tosefis Yom Kippur is only an Isa Esei, there's no Lav and there's no Koris. So it's not really called, I don't know what the Maritz Chais is so excited about his kashya, he says Tzorchi and Godel. The Teretz is pretty obvious.
Of course, that would be the same on Tzeis HaShabbos.
That what?
No Issa Skila on Tzeis HaShabbos.
Also not, right. No Issa Skila, no Issa Kare, it's only an Issa Esse. Correct.
But also to Tzeis Yom Kippur, and that's only if you accept it, right? If you don't accept it, you do nothing, then it is
Tzeis HaShabbos. The Gemara seems to say, the Gemara in Beit Zadav Lamed, sounds like it says that there's some minimum amount of time that everyone is obligated to be Moisa Mechoel Al HaKodesh. You have to abstain from Malacha, abstain from the eating before Yom Kippur enters, and there's a minimum amount of time. Tess says they don't know what the amount of time is, but they say from the Gemara would appear that there is such a minimum amount. How much is the amount of time? So the Rabbeinu Peretz, on that Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lama, and Malach, Rabbeinu Peretz says he thinks that it's 30 minutes. Chatzi Shor. That's Rav Soloveitchik said, where he came from, there used to be Moisa Mecha, the women would bench licht 30 minutes before the Shkia, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, and on Yom Kippur, they would bench licht 60 minutes before. They would be Mekabel to Shabbos Yom Kippur 60 minutes before. So he said, as a child, he asked, why is it different? Why do they Moisa Mecha Lala Kodesh an hour before? So he said, the official answer that they gave him was 30 minutes for Malacha and 30 minutes for Inuyim. He didn't understand what it means 30 minutes from Halacha, 30 minutes from Inuyim. It's one Kedushas Hayom that obligates one to observe his Halacha and obligates one to abstain from the Chamisha Inuyim. He didn't understand. Where did he get this half hour from? Why the Chatzi Shoah? Because in Perek Arvei Psachim, the Gemara there talks about Samach L'mincha Gedayla, Samach L'mincha Ktana. So Samach, the Rashbam says Samach means half an hour before. So apparently the Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion that the Zman of Tosef for Shabbos is Samach L'Shabbos. You should abstain from Malach. Samach L'Shabbos means a half an hour. Samach l'Shabbos. In the Mishnah Arvei Psachim, it says you shouldn't eat the meal Samach l'mincha gedolah, Samach l'mincha ktana. You shouldn't eat a meal on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontem, kadesh she'echol balayla the teovin. It shouldn't ruin his appetite enjoying the meal on Shabbos and Yontem. So there, it's probably only the Rabbanon. But the concept that Samach means a half an hour before could be that the concept is a concept deraisa that you find over here when you get to Tosef Shabbos. That according to Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosef Shabbos is 30 minutes before Shabbos begins.
But let's say somebody forgot to do it on Yom Kippur, that's also Shabbos. Does the Yom Kippur automatically start, even if you forgot about it? Does it automatically start a little bit before Shabbos, or then it's Shabbat Shabbos?
No, you're supposed to abstain, even if you don't want to accept it. If you want to accept more, it's on to hate. But there's a minimum amount that you have to abstain from malacha, and you have to abstain from the inuyim, from eating. But that minimum amount, that's the question, how much is it? So this Rabbeinu Peretz says, quoted years ago, it was only a manuscript. Now we have it printed. So the Maimar Mordechai and others quote the Rabbeinu Peretz that they think that it's 30 minutes before. Yeah. Most people do not do that. 30 minutes before, so the women have to bench licht. You have to finish benching lech 30 minutes before the shkia. Tosefis means you're adding 30 minutes before Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. We assume Ben Hashmashes begins right away at shkia. So when is the 30 minutes that you're adding 30 minutes before the shkia? If it's 30 minutes before the shkia, so the women can't bench lech then. So they have to finish benching lech by 30 minutes before. And the men can't daven mincha then. Once you're mekabel Tosefis Shabbos, you're not supposed to daven tefillas chol, so you got to daven mincha 45 minutes before, and finish daven mincha by 30 minutes before, and then you abstain from malach. That's a problem. How are people yotzei tosef? Everybody comes into Shabbos, they daven mincha the last minute before the shkia. They just make about the skin of their teeth. So where's their adding tosef for Shabbos? And the chazan daven sfaranam in mincha, he sometimes finishes mincha after shkia. So that's he's. After Shmakolenu, that's what they call it from Abshlem Zalman Horbach. If a person is running late on Friday afternoon, so in the middle of the Tefillah Balachash, after Shmakolenu, then he's going to say Ritzei and Moedim and Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, whatever you say by Mincha, so that you can daven on Shabbos also. The last three brachas of the Shmon Esrei, that's not a Tefillah Schol. So they quote from Abshlem Zalman Horbach that in the middle of Tefillah Balachash, when the person finishes Shmakolenu, he can be mekabel tosef Shabbos b'leif in the middle of the Shmoneh. How's he concentrating on his davening? He's worried about tosef Shabbos, not davening with such deep kavona, obviously, if he's worried about tosef Shabbos. Yeah, but otherwise he's not going to have any tosef Shabbos. The service has to be, you have to add on some zman after you finish davening tefillas chol of mincha, after shmakolenu in mincha. You have to add on some zman before Ben Hashmashes. It's already after the shkia, so that's already Ben Hashmashes. So even if the people finish mincha before the shkia, but the chazan a lot of times finishes mincha after the shkia, so where's the chazan's Tosef Shabbos?
We have a better house to deal with, so we can use this in his
time. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam, correct. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vada Yom for another 50 minutes after the shkia.
For hope's
sake. Yeah, you got plenty of time. Yeah, but that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Achush Makhish, you look outside and see, what is he talking about? How can he say? Rabbi Gedinger Zechan Levracha passed away just 2-3 years ago, wrote a sefer when he was much younger, and then he didn't get to print it till around 3 years before he passed away. He says that all of the Rishonim misunderstood the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said the same as the Vilna Gaon. He never said what they claimed that he said. It's a complicated sefer, so I just started reading the first two pages. And his son told me over once at a wedding what his father said. Very complicated, but that's what he said. He said, if Rabbi Natan and the Vilna Gaon would be in a room together, they'll both agree. They never disagree. And the later Rishonim misunderstood the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said the same as the Vilna Gaon.
They may say that's what he didn't.
Okay. So those are the three exceptions to the rule. We usually, that's how the Rambam writes to them, we usually have the klal ein isah halal isah. It's a machlekes hatanoim. We paskin ein isah halal isah. And there are three exceptions. One exception is isah basachas, that's poshut. If the both are chal simultaneously, said that neither is chal second, that doesn't apply. Second exception to the rule is if the second isah is an isah moisif, much more inclusive than the first isah. So it's like isah halal heter. When you get to these people, it was heter. That's the case of Chamos of an Asas Ish. I married the girl, and her parents are no longer married. The father died already, the father divorced his wife, and then the mother remarries after I married the daughter. So Chamos of an Asas Ish, and the second Asas Ish is Chag on top of Chamos because it's an Isa Moisif, because it does it to so many more people. Chamos is only Asura to me, Asas Ish is Asura to everybody. So that's Isa Moisif. And then Yom Kippur is Chal on all the chatichas on het, all the kosher food in the world. So migo that it's chal on the kosher food, it's chal on the trefa food also. So Echa Nevela be Yom Kippurim, it gets twice malchus, once for Nevela, once for Yom Kippur, because that's an Issa koilo. Because the second Issa, namely Yom Kippur, is chal on top of the all the chatichas on het there. And migo that it's chal on the het, it's chal on the Issa also, that's an Issa koilo. It's chal on the, and everything together. So Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon holds Eichon Nevela. Reb Shimon Baichai holds Eichon Nevela b'Yom Kippurim. Eichon Nevela b'Yom Kippurim is not Chayv Koris. He ain't b'mezid. He holds he's not Chayv Koris. He doesn't believe in Koilo. He doesn't hold from the Issa Koilo. He holds from the Gemara is not sure, but he holds from Issa Moisiv. There's more svara to say Issa Chalal Issa by Moisiv, but Koilo for sure he doesn't believe in. And we don't pass him like that. We paskin that the Eichon Nevela Yom Kippurim is like it twice. You like it Mishum Nevela, you like it Mishum Yom Kippurim, because the Issa Yom Kippur is Chal on top of Nevela, because it's an Issa Kailo, since the Issa is Chal on everything. There's a Shuvah in the Nodi Behuda that's at this very strange Shuvah. The din is, let's say you have to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life. So you have to try to minimize as much as possible. Let's say a person has to eat non-kosher food in order to save his life. So the din is machila mosa hakala kal tchila. Let's say you have a choice. You can either eat chazer or you can eat chelev. So which is the lesser of the? If you eat the chazer, will save your life. Eat the chelev, will save your life. So chazer is only nisa malchus. Chelev is a nisa kares. So chelev is machamed than chazer. So eat the chazer rather than eat the chelev. That's the rule in the last parak. And you know, whole discussion. How do you determine, in some cases not so obvious, which is hakala kal tchila, which is the lesser of the two evils? So the Nadiv Yehuda has this funny tshuva. So he says, there's a chayla mesukan on Yom Kippur, and he has to eat some food in order to stay alive. If not going to eat, he may die. So he can either eat kosher food or non-kosher food. So which is the lesser of the two evils? So he says, since the din is ein isa halal isa, so the isa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of the chazer, so let him eat the chazan. Chazan only has an isa lav. If he's going to eat the kosher food is going to have an isa karis to it, because they have the isa Yom Kippur. So we recommend that the person should eat the chazan on Yom Kippur. The pashtus is that if the din would have been like Reb Shimon, he would be right. Reb Shimon says, Eichon Nevela b'Yom Kippurim is not chayv karis. He's only like it because of chazan, because they need a chal isa. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass him, it's an isa kailo. So the Issa Yom Kippur is Chal on top of the Issa Nevela. So you like it twice. So the whole Tshuva is not Behuda. It's not Balach. If the din would have been like Reb Shimon, we would have told the Chayla Mesukan, instead of eating kosher food and Yom Kippur, choose always to eat the trefa food. That'll be the lesser of the two evils. But the din is not like Reb Shimon. The din is not like Reb Shimon. It's a funny Nadi Behuda. You forgot to mention, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. It's in the Tshuva. It's not a pilpul. Yeah. So those are the three exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara has here, the Gemara develops an idea that there is room to distinguish with respect to Issa Koilo. if the second Isser that you want to be chal on top of the first Isser is koilo, means it includes more chatichas than the first Isser, so there's room to distinguish and to say if the second Isser is an Isser more chomer than the first. Usually ein Isser chal al Isser is lo malo lo merd, whether the first Isser is more chomer than the second, or the second Isser is more chomer than the first. Usually it doesn't make a difference. Here the Gemara says, when you get to Isser koilo, there seems to be a Tana who distinguishes and holds, if the second Isser is an Isser Koilo and it's Mohammed in the first, then we say Koilo Lizchal, Isser Koilo Lizchal. But if the second Isser is not Mohammed in the first, then we don't hold from Koilo. So the Gemara is going to prove that there is such a Tana. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, what is the source? What is the Mokar Chumash to this whole idea of Ein Isser Chal al Isser? How do we know that it's true? So Tosfos quotes from here the bottom Tosfos, Benitma Haguf. Tosfos quotes from the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. That's in Perek Halabasa. The Gemara there has like this. There's a pasuk that says that the Kohen is tamei and he eats Truma Torah. So Umeisa Bo Ki Chaluluhu. If a Kohen tamei eats Truma Torah, there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shamar. Koris, the Gemara says that the Bavli says that Koris is Mohammed and Misa B'dei Shamayim. Koris in principle means a person should die at the age of 50. Sometimes he has a lot of tzchusim, he gave a lot of tzedakah, he saved people's lives, whatever, so he'll live on. You can ask Kakasha, there are so many people in Mechal Shabbos and they live past the age of 50. If they chayv Koris, then they should have died at the age of 50. So Tosfos says, Gemara says, if they have tzchusim, so he won't be punished with the Koris. Okay. Koresh is a punishment bidei shamayim. If you have a punishment bidei adam, so the bezin doesn't take into consideration he gave a lot of tzedakah, they don't care what he did. If he's chayv malkas, they give him the malkas. Chayv misa, give him the misa. It doesn't matter. Even if he did tshuva, nothing helps. But the bezin shalmaila has all these calculations. So the Bavli, the last piece of Gemara in Maseches Maikot, the Bavli says the difference between Koris and Misa B'dei Shamayim. That Koris, in principle, the person dies at the age of 50. Misa B'dei Shamayim dies at the age of 60. That means that Koris is Mocham, but then Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Avne Miluim, which is the Sefer of the Ktzais HaChoshen and Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer, the Avne Miluim, in one of their first pages in the Sefer, tries to suggest that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. Yerushalmi seems to hold that Misa B'dei Shamayim is more chomer than Koris. But the Bavli says not so. The Bavli holds that Koris is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara and Kuf Yud Gimel on the base has like this. There's a pasuk of Chumash that says, if a Kohen Tomei eats Truma Torah, he's chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the pasuk reads, Umeisu Bo Ki Chaluluhu. The Kohen will get Misa B'dei Shamayim, if he eats the Truma Torah when he's in a state of Tuma. That's called Tuma Saguf. The Kohen is Tomei, Tuma Saguf, and he's eating Truma Torah, so he's Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara's Madaik, because he's eating the Truma Torah. What if the Kohen Tomei eats Truma Tomeya? So Prat Luzu Shem Mechulelus V'Ameres. If the Truma is already Tomeya, and the Kohen Tomei eats it, then he's not Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. So there's a question, what's the nature of that drasha? What does it mean? So the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel claims that the pshat is like this. If the truma became tumea first, that's called tumas habasar. The truma can't be flesh. The truma has to be something that grows from the ground. But by korbanus, we talk about tumas haguf. A kohen is tummy, not allowed to eat. A Yisrael is tummy. He's not allowed to eat karbonis. And if the karbon is tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. But if the person is eating it is tummy, that's an iser, that's a mochamadika iser. That's a lav. That's a... I forgot already. Koris. It's koris also, Rashi quotes. If you eat kochim betumas aguf, Rashi quotes over here by Yikra Zayin, whenever shtech menu, it says beferish that there's koris over there. But if you eat karbonis at a tummy, the carbon is tummy, then there's no karis. That's an isa. If you eat betumas aguf, the person is tummy, then it's machama. So the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that drasha from the pasuk that says if a kohen tummy eats truma tahoira, there's misa b'dei shamayim. But if he eats truma tameya, there's no misa b'deshma. Misa b'ki chalalu only applies if the kain tame eats truma tohira. But if he eats truma tameya, prat lezush and mechaladus v'amedes, there won't be any misa b'deshma. So the Gemara interprets that's only if the truma became tameya first, and then the kain becomes tame. So then I say ein isa chalalisa. Then you say ein isa chalalisa. But when I become this truma is tameya, I'm not allowed to eat it. Then I become tamei, I'm not allowed to eat any truma in the world now, when I become tamei. So I should say, since when I become tamei, I'm nesa to eat all truma in the world, that should like should be the same as Eichon Nevela B'Yom Kippur, that should be a nisa kailo. When I become tamei, I become nesa to eat all truma in the world, so it should include also the truma tamei should be us. So the Tana who darshans like that doesn't accept kailo. He holds that ein isa chalalisa, even isa kailo. That's on the assumption umesed boi ki chalaluhu only applies pat lezushim b'cholelus v'almedes if the truma became tmeya first and then the kohen became tamei later. So then I say ein isa chalalisa, when the kohen becomes tamei, you don't add on another isa. That is, if he'll eat the truma now, he'll get a double avera. No. The first avera is there, came first. First avera, the first isa was the truma became nitme, so it's an isa to eat it. When I become tame, the second isa is not added. Yet the Rambam doesn't pask like that, because we paskin that there is a din of isa koilof, isa chalal isa. But he quotes the drasha meisibok ki chalalu. So the Rambam holds that there's no misa b'day shemayim, not because ain't isa chalal. That's not the mocker of any isa chalal isa. The din of a koyin tame she'ochal truma tameya is not chay misa b'day shamayim, doesn't make a difference according to the Ram whether the truma became tameya first or the koyin became tameya first. It's not based on the principle of ein isa chalalisa. That is not the mocker. But many rishonim say that is the mocker, and the din only applies misa b'ki chalalu. The din only applies that you're not chay misa b'day shamayim if the truma became tameya first, then the koyin became tameya later. So let's see again. Oh, we left off in a brisa here. Now let's go again. Amrav Yud Amarav. Yeah, about 12 lines from the top of Kufalat Amarav. Amrav Yud Amarav. He says it din Amarav by the tiny letter Aleph. So it says Ha'echol Ginanosh Shal Mevelo. An animal is walking around and the Ginanosh is also. Then the animal drops dead. So I want to know, is the Issa Nevela Chal on top of the Issa Ginanosh? So if you say ain begin benois and tam, that gid is not dina kibosar, so there's not going to be an isa nevela gid on osha. The isa nevela is only chal and besar hanevela. Let's say have an animal that has toenails, animal has horns, animal has hooves. There's no isa nevela on the hooves, on the horns, on the toenails. Isa nevela is only on besar nevela. So if you hold ain begin benois and tam, that gid on osha is not dina kibosar, so there isn't going to be an isa nevela. So here we're assuming that yesh begin minay sitam. It is shaykh to talk about whether there is an isa nevei lechal on the ginanosh. Ginanosh is dina kibasa. The only shayla is one of ein isa chal al isa. So the first tana Rameya mechayiv shtayim. Rameya holds that the isa nevei le is chal on top of the isa ginanosh. Animals walking around, the ginanosh is asa. Then it drops dead. No man shechted it. It dies a natural death. So the Issa Nevela is chal on the whole animal, including the Ginanosha. That it's an Issa Kolo. Issa, when the animal dies, the whole animal was really mutter before, and the Issa Nevela is chal on the animal, and since it's chal on the rest of the animal, so it's chal on the Ginanosha as well. And the Chachamim disagree. Ein Achai Bala Achas, which Achas, the Ginanosha came first? The animal, while it was alive, was walking around the Ginanosha was also. Then when it dies, he wants to have the Issa Nevela Chal on top of Ginanosha. He says, Ein Begidin Medais on top. He says, Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Even though it's an Issa Koilo, even though you should say the Issa Nevela is Chal on the whole animal, Migudet is Chal on the whole animal, it's Chal also on top of the Ginanosha. So that's the Machleika. So, Vachachamim Omrim, that Ein Issa Chal al Issa, even though it's an Issa Koilel. However, Moedim Chachamim, the Rav Meir, they would agree, if you have a Ginanosha Shal Ola, The Shol Shor on this go, Shachayim Shlam, you have an animal walking around, and the Gidon Noshe is also, and then someone is Magdish, the owner of the animal, Magdish the animal. So there's an Issa Korban, there's an Issa Me'ila, you're not allowed to be Mol Be'agdish. So the Issa Me'ila, the Issa Kodesh, is Chal on the rest of the animal, the Migu, then it's Chal, and that's Chal on the Gidon Noshe as well.
Why?
So, mean it's the same Issa Koilo. So why is in the first case he doesn't believe in Koilo, the second case he does? So the Gemara says, whose opinion is this? The Gemara asks, Uman Haitana, whose opinion is this? The Chachamim Amrim, the Issa Koilo, Issa Chal al Issa Leisle, usually doesn't believe in Issa Chal al Issa, unless Issa Koilo be Issa Chomer Isle. If the second Issa is more Chomer than the first one. If the second Issa is Ola, Ola is also Banoa, Sharaniska. If a shor kills an adam, so the bez makes a gemar din. Before bez makes a gemar din, the shor is mutabano. After bez makes a gemar din, then the shor is also bano. So if you have a isa oila is chal on top of giranoshe, a isa gemar din of sharaniska is chal on top of giranoshe. So that giranoshe is also bachil, but it's mutabano, and oila is also bano. And Shoran Niskal is also Bano. When the Bez makes a Gemar Din, it becomes also Bano. So that's an Issa Koilov that's more Choma than the first Issa. So the Gemara asks, Mantana, whose opinion is this? Whose opinion does it correspond to? That he holds an Issa Chalal Issa, even if it's a Koilov, but if the second Issa is not only a Koilov, it's more Choma than the first, then it's Chal. Who's Omar Rabbi? So Rabbi says, this is Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Where did he come from? This not. He got a Mishnah in the end of Zvachan. The Rabbi Yossi Haglili seems to hold like that. Ein Issa Chalal Issa, unless the second Issa is a Koila and a Chomer. Let's see. This not, we have a Mishnah. Tomei Shachal, what's a din if an Adam Tomei eats? We were talking before, a Koin Tomei eats Truma. Koin Tomei eats Truma, Misa B'dei Shemayim. If a Koin Tohar eats Truma Tmeya, is an Issa Rese. Not Misa B'dei Shemayim. Misa B'dei Shemayim is only if the Kohen Tomei eats Truma. So then we discuss, what if the Truma became Nitmis first, and then I become Tomei? So would you say Issa Chalal Issa or not? So that was a discussion. So now we're talking such a similar din, but we're not talking about Truma, we're talking about Kochim. So the din is that if a Kohen is Tomei and he eats Kochim Tahorim, it's Koris. If I'm Tomei and I eat Kochim, it's a Koris. Rashi quotes in Fayikra Zayin. If the person is Tahar and the Kochim is Tomei, it's an Issa. It's an Issa Lav, but there's no Koris over there. So the Mishnah says, what's the din if there are Lamed Vav Krisis on Moriz Batur. The Mishnah in Krisis begins, the 36 Averis are listed off in the Chumash, that if you do these Averis, you're Chayv Koris. Eat chametz bePesach. You do malacha b'Yom Kippur. You do malacha b'Shabbos. You eat on Yom Kippur. You eat chayla b'dam. Abal eshesish, baal anida. All 36 isurim that are listed in the Chumash. So the rule usually is that whoever violates an aver b'shoigeg, which if he would have violated the aver b'mezid, there would have been kareis. So if you violated b'shoigeg, you chayv chatos. So what kind of a chatos? So that's called a chatos kvua. Whether he can afford it or not, that's it. You got to bring a chatos, kizba or sira, and a keva, either a sheep or a goat. Kizba is a sheep, female sheep, and sa'ira is a goat. What if the avera that he did, b'shoigeg, if he would have done it in Meza, it would have been chayv koris, but the avera is that he ate korbanos betumas aguf. That's koris. So then the Chumash says it's chatos ola v'yorid. If you can afford it, you bring a korban chatas behema. Can't afford it, you bring chatas soif and ola soif. And if you can't afford that, then you bring a minchas chayte. That's called ola v'yorid. The price goes up, the price goes down, depending on how much you can afford. So that's what the Tanoim have a machlekes. The snan, if a person ate kotshim, Betumas aguf, he was Tomei, then he's Chayv Koreis. If he eats Kochim Betumas aguf, he's Tomei. If he does it b'mezid, he's Chayv Koreis. If he does it b'shoigeg, instead of being Chayv Chatas Kvua, they can afford it or not, so the Torah gives him a break. That's Chatas Olaviyor. If he can't afford it, he brings it less expensive. What if he's a Tomei She'ochal Kochim Tmeim? also chayv kares or not. Maybe I should say, if the kachim were nitmul first, then I became tummy second, maybe I should say, ein isa chalalisa, so the isa kares is not there. If I'm tahor and I eat kachim tmeim, there's an isa, but there's no isa kares. So maybe if first the kachim became tummy, and later on I become tummy, maybe I should say, ein isa chalalisa, so there's no kares. So if you ate the kachim mishegeg, you wouldn't be chayv to bring a chatas al v'yor. We only have to bring the chatas al v'yor. There are three averis that the Chumash had. There are five cases where you bring a chatas al v'yor. One chatas al v'yor is by your ledes. Nobody did any averis. They had a baby, mazel tov, had a baby. My wife had nine babies, so when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, she'll have to bring nine sets of karbonas. That's one oil of yari. That's not a chatas. That's a carbon oil of yari. Then there's another oil of yari by the mitzora. If the mitzora, when the mitzora becomes healed, and the kohen comes and he says, okay, he goes through the tahara procedure. So part of the tahara procedure is he has to bring karbana. So the Torah says, if he can afford it, he brings more expensive karbana. Can't afford it, brings less expensive karbana. So that's, he brings either bashiras or bedalus. So those are two cases of olav yored where it has nothing to do with an avera. The yoledis didn't do any avera, and the mitzora, we assume tzaras is a punishment for an avera, but the korbanos that the mitzora shenitar mitumasa, the korbanos that he brings have nothing to do with the avera. That's an olav yored. There's ashiras and dalas. Then there are three in Parshas Vayikra. There are three averas for which one brings Chatas al v'yared with the three cases. You bring either bashiras or bedalas or bedalidalas. If you can afford it, three averas. If you can afford it, you bring chatas behema. If you can't afford it, you bring chatas soif and oil soif. And you can't afford that, then you bring a minchas chayta. What are the three averas? So one of them is tumas migdash v'kadosh. If the person was tomei, and by mistake he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or by mistake he ate karbonas. So if you enter the Beis HaMikdash with tumah, or you eat karbanas betumah, you chayv kares. So that's one of the three. Tumas migdash v'kadashav is a chatas al v'yared. What are the other two? So the other one is shvuas ha'edus, and the other one is shvuas bitui. Shvuas ha'edus means you have a din Torah with someone. So you come to the two of us and you say, bo v'heiduni. Come testify. You were there when the automobile crash occurred. You know who was responsible. He went through the red light. He crashed into me. And he's chayv to pay. We don't want to get involved, so we swear, shvua she'en on the yard v'l'chayr. We don't know anything about it. Sorry, we can't help you. We don't remember anything about it. Then later on, we admit that. So we swore falsely. And because we swore falsely, we don't know anything about it. Now Bezim will not accept that testimony. So we were mafsid, you mummin. If there are not 100 Adim to testify, we swore falsely, we can't help you, we don't remember anything, but it didn't cause you a hefsid moment. Because you're going to win your din Torah because of the other 98 witnesses are going to, other people are going to step forward and testify. So we're not chayv mishum shvuas bita, even though we swore falsely, but we weren't mafsid to any moment. What?
That's chayv shvuas
edus. That's chayv shvuas edus, yeah. So shvuas edus is the witnesses who could have helped you. If we were testifying in court, you would have won the din Torah. But because we don't want to get involved, so we swear, shvuah ein on the yadim locha edus, so we will mafsid you the mammon, and then later on we admit that they swore falsely, but it's too late to reverse the psak of the bezin, you lost the money. It's a shvuah sheker, yeah, we swore falsely that we don't know, ein on the yadim locha edus, and it's not true. So then the Torah says we have to bring a chatas al v'yared. Again, if you can afford it, you bring chatas behem. If you can't afford it, you bring chatas oif and oil soif. If you can't afford that, you bring a minchas chayta. The third one is shvuas bitui. Chol asher ivatei hodem mishu. A person swears he's not going to eat any more potato chips. He has to go on a diet. And then he forgot all about it, then he goes and he eats the potato chips. So that's called shvuas bitui. He took a shvua not to eat potato chips, and he violated the shvua. So these three are there, shvuas bitui, or shvuas ha'edus, or those two, there's no chorus at all. There's no chorus for violating a shvua, and there's no chorus for swearing falsely, ein on the yod melucha edus. But the third one, there is chorus. By tumas migdash kadashu, that there is chorus for. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Tomei, she'ochal kodesh tomei. Which one happened first? If the korban became tomei first, then there's no, and then I'm tahar and I eat a carbon that's tummy. There's no karis over there. But if I'm tummy and I eat the carbon, then there's karis. So what happens if first the carbon became tummy and I wasn't allowed to eat it, but there's no karis? Then later on I become tummy, so again I'm not allowed to eat it, but there should be karis. Would you say any sechalal isa? Would you say no? The second isa. Once I become tamei, it's an iser kailo. I become tamei. I'm not allowed to eat any kachim. So migud that the iser tume is chal b'negeh to all the kachim tamei. It's chal b'negeh to the kachim tamei as well. So that's the machlokes hatanayim, whether you offer the din of kailo or not. So that's what the Gemara is commenting on that Mishnah and Zvachim. This now the Gemara quotes. Rabbi says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the Tana who holds that Iser Chal al Iser B'Koilel only if the second Iser is Mochomer. When is it Mochomer? If the second Iser is Ola, Ola is Chal al Giranosha. Ola is an Iser Hanoa. Oshara Niskal is an Iser Hanoa. Giranosha is only Asa Bachila. But Korban Ola is Me'ila Behegdish, Hanoa on top of Achila, so that's an Iser Chomer. And it's an Issa Kailo. So who's the Tana who distinguishes? Mantai Tana, whose opinion? So Rabbi claims that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Where did Rabbi Yosi Aglili come from? He dug him up from the Mishnah in the end of Zerachim. This is not Nachama. Tom Mishachal Kodesh. Ben Kodesh Tome, Ben Kodesh Tohar. It doesn't make a difference. Chayov. Tana Kama holds. Tom Mishachal Asa Kodesh has Kores. Tohar Shachal Kodesh Tome doesn't have Kores. So the only time you'll be chayv achat the soul of Yorid is if you violated an Issa Koris. See, there are three averis for which you chayv oil of Yorid. One is Shavuos Eidos. One is Shavuos Eidos. We swear we can't help you out. We don't remember anything about the case. Then Shavuos Bito. He took a Shavuos not to eat potato chips and cookies. Forgot all about it, violated. There's no Koris, said Yechayv Olav Yorid. But on Tumas Mikdush of Kadoshav, there's only Chiv Olav Yorid if he violated an Issa Koris. And there's only an Issa Koris if he eats the Kachim Betumas Aguf, he's Tame. If the Kodesh is Tame first, then he becomes Tame. Then it's an issue of an Issa Chalal Issa. And if there won't be an Issa Koris on the Tumas Mikdush of Kadoshav, then he won't be Yechayv Achatas Olav Yorid. Even though on Shavuos Bito and Shavuos Eidos, there is an oil of Yorid, even though there's no Koris. But on Tumas Mikdash for Gadashav, there's only going to be a Chatas oil of Yorid. If it's done a Koris, then it should go to Chatas. So the Tanakama says in the Mishnah, Tomei Sha'achal Kodesh, Ben Kodesh Tomei, Ben Kodesh Tohar, is Chayev a Chatas oil of Yorid. Why? Even if the Kodesh Tomei, the Kodeshim became Tomei first, and I become Tommy second, and you don't apply the rule Enisa Chalalisa, because when I become Tommy, it's Enisa Kailo. I'm not allowed to eat Kachim Tahirim, so migud that the Issa Tume is Chal on the Kachim Tahirim, it's Chal on the Kachim Tmeim also. Rabbi Yosi Aglili disagrees, and he says, no, Tommy Shachal is a Tahar Chayov. However, Tommy Shachal is a Tamei Patur. Why? Because the Kodesh became Tummy first, and I said, Enisa Chaval Issa, when I become Tummy, the second Issa, Tumas Aguf, is not Chal on top of the Issa of Tumas HaKochim. Shalach Alala Dabba Tummy. Omer Loi said, they disagree with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. According to what you say, Av Tummy Shachal Es HaTohar, even if he's Tummy and he's eating Kochim Tahorim, but before he eats it, he touches it, he holds it in his hand. So if he's Tommy and he touches the flesh of the carbon, so he's Matamiyah. So every case of Tommy Shachal as HaTohar is going to be Tommy Shachal as HaTommy. It's always going to be Tommy Shachal as HaTommy. So the argument by Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it doesn't make sense. Av Tommy Shachal as HaTohar, Kim Shenoga, but once he touches it, Timehu. Sure, that's the end of the Mishnah. So it's a Machalek Zatanaim, Mishnah at the very end of Zvachim. Regarding the din of Tomei Shachal Es HaKodesh, Tumas Mikdash B'Kadoshav, that if you violated that Aver B'Shegig, Yechayv Chatas Olav Yored, and that Chatas Olav Yored is only if it's Zdonokores, Zdonokores is only with Tumas Aguf, when the Kohen is Tomei, when the Kochim is Tomei, then there's no Kores, and there wouldn't be a Chatas Olav Yored. So there's a machlekes hatanaim. What if he's a tami shachal kodesh tami? What exactly is the machlekes? It's unclear in the Mishnah. It's very unclear. V'yamar Rava, and Rava commented on the Mishnah. The nosvachim bedit ma'guf echakach dit ma'habos. If the kohen becomes tami first, and only afterwards the kochim become tami, kuli amal tliged dechayiv. Everyone agrees that it's chayiv chatus aviyah. Why? The kohen became tami first. He's a koris kodim. When the kohen becomes tami, he's not allowed to eat kochim any korbanos. That has an isa koris. That's called eating kachim etumas aguf, the kohen is tummy. So the isa koris kodim, the isa koris came first. So whether any isa chalach lisa, whether you have an additional lisa is irrelevant, but the first isa has koris. So if he violates the bishogig, he is chayv chatas halviyar. Keep pligi, when is there a machlekes in the Mishnah? The other zochim, if it happened in the reverse order, the nikma habasa first, the korban became tummy first, I wasn't allowed to eat it. V'yachakach, nitma haguf, then the kohen becomes tummy second. So do you say ein isa chal al isa? He's already not allowed to eat the kachim because tumas hakachim, and there's no karis on that. And then even though later on he becomes tamei, and if he eats kachim toherim, there will be karis. But if he eats kachim tamei, there won't be karis because it's already aser from before, because it was nitma besar hakachim before. So I should say ein isa chal al isa. So that's the machloikis. Keep ligi. When is there a machlekes? Abiyas aglin and rabbanim. In nitma habasa first, the korban became tamei. V'chakach nitma haguf. Rabbanim islehu isa koilu. Rabbanim hold that this when I become tamei second, that's koilu. Why? The migu, the mechayev achatichas tahor is the alma. If I'll now eat any other kachim tahorim, I'll be chayv koris. V'chayv nami, he's chayv koris also. Achaticha tameya on the piece of korban that was nitma. He doesn't believe in kol. And you don't say the migulay amina. You don't say since the second isa, if I was nitma ischal ben get to all the kachim tohirim, so migul that ischal ben get to the kachim chala and the kachim tmeim. That's the whole logic that we always use behind isa kolo. So he doesn't believe in kol. So Reb Shimon also doesn't believe in kol. Reb Shimon is the one who says aruchan devela biyam kippurim is not chayv kares because first it was nevela before Yom Kippur. And then the Isa Yom Kippur is not, even though the Isa Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food, you don't say migul that it's chal on the kosher food, it's chal on the tray for food also. So Reb Shimon denies the whole din of Isa chal al Isa al yidei koilu. But we don't see the Reb Shimon ever holds that al yidei, if it's a koilu with an Isa chomer, then it is chal. Rather claims of Yisa Glili, that Mishnah, the end of Zochim, he's the one who distinguishes. He didn't prove the point yet. He just proved that Rabbi Yisagli doesn't believe in koilo. Rabbi Yisagli lately is a koilo. Why the migulay? I mean, it does not. Freg gemar. Rabbi Yisagli freg the gemar. Nehidi is a koilo lately. Be is a kal. True, he doesn't believe in is a koilo. If the second iser is a kal, it's not mochom than the first iser. However, yochol yavo iser chomer yochol al iser kal. Why don't you say if the piece of carbon was nitma first? Rather interpreted that this brisa that we had before, yit git anoshin shal nevela, ena chayva la achas, umayrim chachanim, if it's oila is chala git anoshin, kshara, this goes chala git anoshin, then it is chal. Why? It's a koilal that the second iso is machomer, because git anoshin is only asa bachila, and oila is asa banon, shara, this goes is asa banon. So Rabbi interpreted that brisa is Rabbi Yisag Lili, and he says Isa Kailo, when the second Isa is more common than the first, then you do believe, they do hold from Isa Kailo. So the Gemara says, no, over here, first the carbon was nitma, then the person becomes nitma. So the carbon is nitma and Isa, but there's no karis if you eat it. If the person is tummy and he eats it, then it's going to be an Isa karis. So shouldn't, if first the kachim is nitma, and later the person is nitma, that's an isa koilo, and the second isa is machomer. So what did Rabbi say? That Rabbi Yisag Lili is the one who holds isa koilo l'schal. In the case the second isa is machomer than the first, that's the case over here. That's the Gemara's kasher. Rabbi Yisag Lili, how can you say that? That's pshat and Rabbi Yisag Lili and the zvachem. Nehi true. The isa koilo leislei be isa kal. If the second isa is not machomer than the first, when the person, when the kohen becomes tamei after the kachim became tamei, That's a Mohammed Dikis. Umay Nihu, Tumas Aguf. And why is Tumas Aguf when the Kohen is Tommy? Why is that Mohammed then if the Kachim is Tommy? Because it's Karis. Karis. Of course it's Mohammed. So Frek Dikma Shaharei, Tumas Aguf be Karis. So why does the Mishnah in the Adam Svachan quote that Rabbi Yisaglidi doesn't believe in Issa Kailo? But this is an example. The second Issa is Mohammed than the first. And for the Gemara, Verzokt, you just demonstrated if the person is Tomei and he eats Kachim, there's Kareis. If the Kachim are Tomei and you eat it, there's no Kareis. So on the one hand, that detail, that's a major detail, Kareis or no Kareis, so that detail seems to indicate that the Issa of eating Kachim, if you're Tomei, is much more chomer than the Issa of eating Kachim that are Tomei, because here there's Kareis. But on the other hand, Amar Avashi, Man Lai Malon Verzok, that Tumas Aguf is always Mahomet and Tumas Abbasar. Man Lai Malon Tumas Aguf Chamura, because it has Kareis and Tumas Abbasar does not have Kareis. Dilma, perhaps Tumas Abbasar Chamura, the Lesli Tarva Mikvah. When the person becomes Tomei, he's not allowed to eat Kachim, but he can always go to Mikvah. There's always a Tahara procedure. But if the Oichlan become Tomei, there's no Tahara procedure. There are four things that are Mekabel Tumah. Od Mekelem, Mochel, Mamashkim. So Od Mekelem have Tahara B'Mikveh, except for Klicheres, have no Tahara B'Mikveh, you have to smash him. And Ochel, Mamashkim have no Tahara B'Mikveh. There's no way. The one exception to the rule is water. If water becomes Tumah, you can do Hashoka. Let's say the water in the cup becomes Tumah, so you lower it till it touches, till the water in the cup is touching slightly the water in the mikveh, that's called hashoka. So Rashi, whenever the Gemara says that Ochel Mamashkim have not tarve mikveh, Rashi has it at least 15 times in Shas. Aye, but water has hashoka. So Rashi says that's not called tarve mikveh, that's bidin zriya. Din zriya is like this. Let's say I have a potato that became nitma. So if you plant a potato on the ground and it takes root, so the tumah disappears. Not only is mechubel karka not mekabel tumah, let's say I touch an apple on a tree. So not only is the apple one that's mechubel karka not mekabel tumah, even if the apple was mekabel tumah already, then I plant it in the ground and it takes root, the tumah disappears. So Rashi says, there's a pasuk in Navi that in the beginning of Bava Kama, the Gemara quotes in the first pasuk. The pasuk in Navi says, "V'zareya mayim al pnei chutzas." When you have a puddle of water on the ground, that's called zriya. Even though the water is not, there's no roots over here. The pasuk uses the term zriya. So Rashi says the oichel mamashkim have no tarav mikveh, but if water becomes tam, only water, other mashkim become tamei, there's no hashoka. If water becomes tamei, you can remove the tumah because hashoka is a dinam zriya. So it says zareh mayim al pnei chutzas, considered as if you planted it in the ground, but it really doesn't have tarav mikveh. Only from the four things that are mekabel tumah, or the mekelim, ochel mamashkim, only other mekelim have tarav mikveh. Ochel mamashkim do not. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not so clear that the iser eating kachim betumas aguf is so much more chomer than eating kachim betumas habasar. Maybe it's faker because the tumas habasar has no tarav mikveh, and the tumas adam has a tarav mikveh. Well, yeah, there are a lot of dinim about iser chalal iser. The next Gemara is another hard Gemara. The next, the top of Mama Base, is a complicated. Okay, we'll have to save some of the hard Gemaras for next week.
According to Rabbanan, he's Tommy and he eats Basar, that's Tommy, he's five cars.
According to the Rabbanan, it depends what the Mishnah in the end of Zrochim, it depends what became Tomei first. If the Korban became Tomei first, and then I become Tomei, so the Iser Koris is not Chal on top of the Iser.
So where's there a Chomer? If that's the case, then the fact that the Kohen is Tomei, and he's eating the Basar, what's the Chamura? The Torah only prescribes
karis
where you eat something that's not
tameh. No, Torah prescribes karis if I'm tameh and I eat karbanis. If the karban is tameh and I eat it,
he's high of karis. But once he's eating basar that's tameh and he's not high of karis, so how is he affected by the law that If he's tame and he's eating something that's tar, that's karis. That I understand it. If he eats something tar, he gets karis, so that's tame. But here, the Torah only requires that if you eat something that's tame, you don't get karis. So what's the chomer? Even when he himself is tame, and he eats something tame, there's no karis. So what's more chomer now that he's eating it?
No, the Gemara is discussing which of the two prohibitions in abstract is more chomer. The iser of eating karbon is at a tame, the iser of eating karbon when you are tame. So which one is Mohammed? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, one would have said that the Isra of eating karbanos when you're Tomei, that Isra is Mohammed than eating karbanos at a Tomei, because this has karis, that does not karis. No. But on the other hand, the Isra of eating karbanos at a Tomei is Mohammed because it can't be undone. The Isra of eating karbanos when I'm Tomei, I can always go to mikveh, whatever tumah I have, I can always shake off the tumah. But if the karban is already nitmah, it's no way to get rid of it. There's no way to undo the tumah. So the Gemara says that the Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili holds ein yisr chal al yisr, even if it's koilo, unless the second yisr is mochamer than the first. So here, Rabbi Yosef Glili is not so convinced that the second yisr is mochamer than the first. He says it's not mochamer than the first.
They can never become tameh. The Mishnayos
in the end of Chagiga talk about the possibility of the Shulchan becoming tameh. Yeah, the Shulchan may become tameh because the pasuk Shulchan haTohar. So you see, sometimes it's Tohar, sometimes tameh. The Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach is filled in. Mizbeach Adam and Tasali, the outside Mizbeach is Mechuba Lekarka. So Mechuba, a binyan, is not Mechabal Tumah. The inside Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZohav, is not Mechuba Lekarka. So that's a Kli. So a Kli is Mechabal Tumah. But the outside Mizbeach is a binyan, that's not a Kli. The only four things that are Mechabal Tumah are the Mekele, Mochel, and Mashi. So the outside Mizbeach is not a Kli, as opposed to the inside Mizbeach HaZohav is a Kli.
But they're both covered with a metal, mm-hmm. which is makabel tumah. So we say the say shittim is the so that's not the ikar.
The end of Chagiga, the Mishnah has a whole discussion. Mishnah and the Gemara have different opinions. Uh-huh. Is it makabel tumah or not? Correct. There are many sugyas about isa halal isa in different mesechtos. In Hungary, they used to learn sugyas. So they used to, when the boys are 18 years old, they used to learn any Yisra Chalalis. They went through all the different mesichtas, just those gemaras by Yisra Chalalis. It's out of style now in the yeshivas. The Litvish yeshivas, they don't learn sugyas. Maybe they should. That's the way Taisus, or Taisus schleps in. Taisus Nizda brings in all the sugyas and shas by Yisra Chalalis. Taisus always brings in all the mesichtas. To try to be miyasha, everything should fit in together. When you recite Birchas Hamazon, so in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramo. What is the nusach habrocha when you say the end of the third brocha? Racham Hashem Elkein al Yisrael Amecho, Yishlaim Yirecho. They say, Bona Racham of Yerushalayim Amein, or Bona Yerushalayim Amein. Which is the nusach habrocha? So they quote in the biographies of the Chofetz Chaim that he personally always followed the shittas of the Vilna Gaon. He personally davened always Nusach Agro. He writes in the introduction to the Mishnah Brura that he's always going to quote what the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is on the Shulchan Aruch, because there are a lot of people in our generation. Mishnah Brura was written in the late 1800s and early 1900s. So he writes a lot of people in our generation who would like to follow the Vilna Gaon Shita, so we're going to let you know what his Shita is, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're paskening like that. That's for the fans of the Vilna Gaon, they should know what it is. They say that's what he meant himself. He always followed the Vilna Gaon Shita. But he didn't want the whole public to know that he's following the Gra. So he was a Kohen, the Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen. So when they would bench Mezumin, they would always be mechabed him that he should bench Mezumin. And he says when you bench Mezumin, you have to say the whole benching out loud, till the Olamay Chasreinu. So everybody's going to be a dead giveaway when he's going to bend. The Vilna Gaon says like the Mechaber, not like the Ramo. Usually the Sfardim follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. They call him the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says that you say Bnei Yerushalayim Amen. And the Ramah says for Ashkenaz you say Bnei Rachamov Yerushalayim Amen. And the Vilna Gaon says you should do like the Mechaber. More correct, Al Pi Kabbalah, you should do like the Mechaber. So the Chafetz Chaim did like the Gra. He said Bnei Yerushalayim Amen. But how is he going to? He has to bench out loud, and it's going to be obvious to everybody. So he didn't want to make it obvious. So in the middle of the bench, he would switch. He would nudge his son-in-law, who would be next to him, and have him take over after Al Horas Val Amozen. So it shouldn't be noticeable. So no one would realize that there's something strange. They switched horses in midstream. So the Chafetz Chaim would say the first two brachas out loud, Hazanus Hakol, Al Horas Val Amozen. Then he would tap his son-in-law on the arm. He should pick up from Rachim No Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha Yishlaim Yirecha. Son-in-law said, "Bainu Rachim Av Yishlaim Amein." The Chafetz Chaim didn't want to say Rachim Av, so it wouldn't be conspicuous. Yeah. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Why does he insist that the Mechaber is right that you shouldn't say "Bainu Rachim Av Yishlaim Amein"? So the Gros says that the Binyan Yishlaim will be Bedin; it won't be Berachim. Why? Because Rashi writes. Rashi quotes from the Tanaim. The pasuk in the beginning, the first pasuk in Pikudei, Elab Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Hoedah. So the Mishkan is the Beis Hamikdash that Moshe Rabbeinu built, the same as the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. But the letters Mem Shin Chaf Nun also spell out Mashkon. So the reason why it says HaMishkan Mishkan, the first and the second Beis Hamikdash were taken away from us as a Mashkan. We did Averis, so the Baruch Shalom took away a Mashkan because we owed him a debt. We have to do tshuva. So they took a mashkin. But then, when we finally did tshuva, he forgave us for our sins, so he has to give us back the mashkin. So the Vilna Gaon said, based on psukim in Tanakh like that, the psukim say that the Jewish people will be chozer b'tshuva, and then the Rabbanu Shel Olam, out of his feelings of mercy and kindness, will forgive all of our averis. He doesn't have to forgive. We did averis, he doesn't have to. He's merciful, so he's moichel daveris berachmim. But once he's moichel daveris berachmim, then we no longer owe him any debt. So now he's mechuyav to give us back the mashkan b'ikar adin. Let's say I lent you $25,000, and I want a mashkan. I want to make sure I get back the money. So you give me a piece of jewelry that's worth a few thousand dollars. I'm holding the jewelry. Then you'd have to pay me back the $25,000. Then I say I forgo the chayiv. You can keep it. I'm Moichel Dechayv. I didn't have to be Moichel Dechayv. Once I'm Moichel Dechayv, you don't owe me anything. Once you don't owe me anything, Da Mechayv Meikar Adin, to give you back the Mashkin, I only have a right to hold on to the Mashkin if you owe me something. So I didn't have to be Moichel Dechayv in the first place. Once I was Moichel, out of Rachman, out of Chesed, so Mechayv Meikar Adin, to give back the Mashkin. So that's what the Vilna Gaon said. We have the Psukim that say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive the Averis of the Jewish people when we're going to do Tshuva. That's going to be Berachmim, the forgiving of the Averis. Once he forgives Averis Berachmim, then he's Bechayv to give back the Mashkin. So that's the famous word from the Vilna Gaon. That's where he thought that more correct is the Nusach of the Mechaber. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim's practice was. He would often bench Mezumah because he was a Kohen, but he didn't want it to be so obvious that he's davening Nusach Agro. So it was switch in the middle. He would tap his son-in-law, who lived in the same house. No, they quote the other son-in-law. Forgot his name already. The other son, not Rabbi Mendel Zaks. Mendel Zaks was the youngest. He married the Chafetz Chaim's first wife, passed away, and then he married a woman who was much younger than him, and that was the one that their daughter was. Rabbi Mendel Zaks married the daughter from the second wife. When years later, when Rabbi Mendel Zaks moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they told who was the Rosh HaMemshala at that time? I forgot his name. They told the Rosh HaMemshala that the daughter of the Chafetz Chaim just moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, it's impossible. She couldn't live so long. So he said, no, it was a daughter from the second marriage. He didn't know about that. He didn't realize Chafetz Chaim was an older. He must have been in his 80s when he had this daughter. So he went to visit her. I forgot his name, the Rosh HaMemshala. The other one, not Rabbi. Paris.
Eshkol.
I think it was Paris.
Later.
I forgot already. Anyway, one of them, they went. Yeah, okay. Whichever way, we'd like to see the Beis Hamikdash, either Bedin or Berachman. Nachon. See him in Mishpat, the father of the Rabbi.
Yes. We don't have to revive. The Onish, we don't have to revive. Malkus?
Yeah, Masilcha Lecha B'Sherecha.
So if you have a choice of eating on Yom Kippur, and it's a cow and it's a chomer, you have a chazir and a netter vai has a heter. You go to Yerushalayim. No? Yeah, you can take it to Yerushalayim. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Since it's a cow?
Why is it?